First, I'd like to thank you all for making it in the cold weather. When we started the Mishmar, people told me to do it from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock. I told them the type of people that come from 10:30 to 11:30 are going to stick with it. The type of, the type of sissies that need 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock are not going to be reliable anyway. So I appreciate it. Tonight, I'd like to offer you some yediyos that every frum yid should really have. I really wanted to give out a paper with a chart. I once had made up a chart with this, but I was not able to find it. I would like to share with you some numbers. Not everyone's good at numbers, but I think 7 basic numbers that allow any person to have the basic knowledge of Jewish history as far as our years are concerned. So I would suggest that you take out a pen and just write down the 7 numbers. When I finish, I think you'll have wished that you kept track. Basically, the daf in Shas that deals with the numbers is daf Tes in Avodah Zarah. The big Rashi on the Yamid Aleph, the big Tosis on the Yamid Beis, that's it. There's no other sugi in Shas that deals with the numbers of the history of Klal Yisrael. Before we get to our sugya, the basic numbers of Jewish history, there are 7 numbers that you know. Most of you know this, you just don't know you know it. We begin with Avraham Avinu's birth. Avraham Avinu was born in 1948. And the Rebbe Shlomo, as I always think, has a sense of humor. People wouldn't remember it, so the State of Israel is in the secular year 1948. And I don't know if there are any Kabbalistic meaning to the secular years. But it's just a way to remember 1948. Who doesn't know that the 1948 State of Israel was founded? From there, we have to remember that Avraham Avinu was born in 1948. Now, how do we know he was born in 1948? You take a chumash. It says how long Adam lived till his son was born, till Sheis, and how long Sheis lived. You just add up the numbers, it's 1948. Avraham was born in 1948. Now, getting as far as we can, we take numbers that most of us are familiar with. How old was Avraham when Yitzchak was born? So most of you know he was 100. So Yitzchak was born in the year 2048. So you go from 1948 to 2048. Yeah. The cheshbon of 400 years of Shiva Mitzrayim, the 400 years was from Yitzchak's birth. Even though we're in Mitzrayim 210 years, but the kiyum of the 400 years was from Yitzchak's birth, so that 2448 is the year of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So again, Avraham's birth, Yitzchak's birth, Yitzias Mitzrayim. How long did it take to get into Eretz Yisrael? How long did it take to get into Eretz Yisrael from Yitzias Mitzrayim? 40 years. They're 40 years in the Midbar. So the fourth number is 2488. You add 40 to 2448. And you get 2488 as the year of Klal Yisrael entering Eretz Yisrael for the very first time. So those numbers, I think everyone knows. 100, 400, 40. Now the next number, not everybody knows, even though it's a Pasuk, but it's a Pasuk in Navi. From the entering Eretz Yisrael to the Churban HaBayis was 850 years. So this whole cheshbon, I think it's the only number that most people are not aware of. 850 years from when Klal Yisrael entered till they left. Many of you remember there's a drasha in Noshantem, Ba'aretz. Noshantem is Gematria 852. So Rabbeinu Shlomo was Magdim, the Noshantem Ba'aretz, 850. But anyway, Klal Yisrael left 850 years, so the math gets a little more complicated. 2488, you had 850. What? That's the Churban Bayis Rishon. 850 is Churban Bayis Rishon. It was 440 till the Bayis Rishon was built. 410 till it was Charev. So that takes you to the year 3338. Everything ends with 8. 3338 is the year of the Churban Bayis Rishon. The Galus between the Churban Bayis Rishon and Rishon again is a number everybody knows. It's 70 years. So 3338. You had 70, you got 3408. And the Bayis Sheni stood 420 years. You get your seventh number, 3828. So basically, the history of Klal Yisrael from Avraham Avinu's birth until the Chorban by Yesheni, basically we really know the numbers with a pen and doing a little bit of addition. You can do the numbers, unless you're an accountant, in which case you need a calculator. In giving shir, I used to look at an accountant, knew, add it up, and I realized that accountants, rightfully so, don't add things up in their heads. They add it up on it with a calculator. But the rest of us, I think we can do the math. And basically, you have the seven numbers. 1948, 2048, 2448, 2488, the 40 years. Then you need 850, which is 3338. And then the 70 years, 3408. 420 years to the year 3828. This basically leads us to the Chorban Bayis Sheni.
How many years was it until they built the Bayis Sheni?
The 70 years of the Golos.
Right
away they built it. They actually started building it. No, because they actually started building it 52 years after. In the beginning of Ezra, they did the foundation Nun Beis Yishonim after, and then it was stopped, and then it was resumed. The Yidden were there already. They just
That year 3828.
Yeah. Then you're 70 CE. So 3828. Now, 3828 is the final number for the Chorban. Now there are two pratim here I want to share with you. First of all, in contemporary books that you read, very often the year of the Chorban is put in as the year 70 to the Common Era. As the year 70. Now, it can't be, because we know that the last digit of the Hebrew year and the English year is the same. This year is 5775 and it's 2015. So the last digit of the year is identical. So how could it be? It couldn't be the year 70, it was 3828. The year should have to end with an 8 in order for it to stem. Which means that really, according to the calculation that we've made, the Chorban was in the year 68, not the year 70, as most books have it, but the year 68, as some books have it. And that would seem to be correct. I say it would seem because I'll explain why the year 70 is used today. And that two-year discrepancy, according to our calculation, we did an accurate calculation, we went from one to the next, to the next, to the next, and the Chorban by Yesheni was 3828, which corresponds to the year 68. Well, from the Chorban by Yesheni was an Av, and the Chorban by Yesheni was an Av, so it was the same, it was pretty much, things were pretty much the same. They went out of Mitzrayim and Nissan, and they went out of Mitzrayim in Nissan, and they came to Eretz Yisrael in Nissan. There's really very little room for the half years in most of the calculations. Not in all, but in most of the calculations. Now, there are two factors which a person has to know. And that compensates for the 68 and the 70. And in this Shtikl Torah I gave out, in the Shem Mitzvah Ba'alacha, he explains it with the Cheshbon HaShemitah. I should tell you that there is an excellent English rendition of what it says, Shem Tzion Ba'alacha. As a matter of fact, it was written before it was written in Hebrew. It's in what's undoubtedly the finest book Art Scroll ever put out, Pathways of the Prophets, maybe next to the Laws of Ribis, but it's, no, I agree probably, right? In there, there's an article called The Mystery of the Missing Years, which I had written for the Jewish Observer somewhere in the 1980s, and this mystery, I put it there, I'm posing it to you, that how could we say the Chorban was the year 70, it was the year 68? And the more lumdish way to place it is that if you calculate the Shemitahs, the Chorban Bayis Rishon was a Mitzvah Shemitah. If you calculate the Shemitah years till today, if you're going to start, from the year 68, you're going to end up off by 2 years, actually, in the year Hashmita. And for that reason, there are two nekudas that you have to know, two ideas. One is this big Tosfos here on the Amud Beis, Tes Amud Beis, and the other There's a cheshbin that the Baal HaMor writes in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, in the Teshbat and the Tshuva, which I'll explain. Two separate issues. One is a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. When we say the Churban was a Mitzray Shvius, does that mean the Churban was an Av? Shemitah starts in Tishrei. So you can understand that two ways. You can understand that, like Rashi, that it was 5 months after Shemitah ended that the Churban took place. Tosfos, however, says no. It was a full year of Mitzray Shemitah, plus 5 months till the Churban took place. In other words, there is an extra year here that gets plugged in, so that the Churban, according to our calculation, was in 68 or in 3828. According to Tosfos, it was in 3829, because it was actually 5 more months, or the year 69, according to Tosfos, that the Churban took place. Because we actually now have an extra year to go into the Cheshbon. So it was really the 421st year had begun. It wasn't the 420th exact years. It was already in the 421st year. And that Cheshbon, now, when many years ago I spoke this out in class on Friday in the Shmuz, I did this Cheshbon there. I had a blackboard. I went through it. Someone in Shear went, you remember there was a Sotheby's auction, which year was it? I didn't write which year it was, but there was a Sotheby's auction where they had old Jewish documents. So he took a photograph, which I actually put in the book, which says, it's a calendar from 1612. The calendar of 1612 has Manischewitz Matzahs on the top corner. And in 1612 calendar says the words that this year, and I'm reading it, is Shnas Hei L'Shmita L'Rashi, Shnas Vav L'Shmita L'Ri. So in 1612, they were still counting two Shmitas in Eretz Yisrael. In other words, there are people who kept Rashi Shmita, and people who kept Tosfos Shmita. Because the Shmita calculation goes from the Churban. But there was an argument which year the Churban was, how to calculate. And therefore, they actually had two different calculations of Shemitah. Baruch Hashem, we don't have that today. But the Beis Yosef has a letter in Achkas Reichel that when the Yidden came back to Eretz Yisrael after the Golas of Spain in the 1500s, they had three different Cheshbonos for Shemitah. Imagine three out of every 7 years being Shemitah. So they had a gathering, all the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, and they agreed to go with one cheshbon, which is I believe the cheshbon of the Ri of Tosfos, and that's the cheshbon that we have today, which pushes us one of the two missing years. It gets compensated by this. There's another cheshbon, which is it's an interesting idea the way Klal Yisrael deals with it. We're still off by 1 year. The Baal HaMor explains, it's a machlekes, really the Rambam and the Ramban. The Baal HaMor is on Daf Beis under the Rif. Daf Beis and Daf Harif. He says there are two ways to count years. What we call Cheshbon Adam and Cheshbon Tayhu. Mailet Adam, Mailet Tayhu. And that's the following. Adam was created on which day of the year? On Aleph Tishrei. Aleph Tishrei was not, if you hold the Tishrei, never Aleph. Aleph Tishrei. Not. He was created on the sixth day of creation. You would think he was created on the sixth day of Tishrei. No. Zah Yom Tchilas Maisechas, currently Yom Rishayin, is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Adam was created. That means that there were 5 days of Elul. The world started 5 days of Elul before. Chaf Hei Elul, Hashem started by saying Vayihiyar. Day one, Chaf Hei, Chaf Vav, Chaf Zayin, Chaf Ches, Chaf Tes. And then, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei created Adam. Now, Machlokes is, when is year one? The Cheshbon Adam says, the Rambam says, you can't count time when there was no human being to count time. That's not time. There has to be a human being to count time. When Adam is created is the first day of year one. And a year later, first day of year two, Cheshbon Adam. The Ramban disagrees, and the Ramban says, no, time started when Hashem created time. 5 days earlier, Yemecha b'shana chashav shana, and therefore, when Adam was created, it was the beginning of year two. In other words, if Adam Arisha was going to make he had a ksuba probably at his chasana, right? So why did they write in the ksuba? Shnas what? Lebriyas Olam. So according to the Ramban, they wrote Shana Shniyah Lebriyas Olam. And according to the Rambam, they wrote Shana Rishon Lebriyas Adam. We could only find Adam's ksuba, we would do well. And what? Because the first year, the 5 days. Well, you know, not starting Adam's year. Tishrei came, it's the beginning of the next year. Every time Tishrei comes, the klukah says it's the next year. Because for Chedesh, Tishrei is the beginning of the year. So even though it was only 5 days, but still, it's the beginning of the next year. What? Yeah, this all goes with the cheshbon of Tishrei. Yeah. So the so turns out like this. How did I get to 1948 for Avraham Avinu? How did I get to 1948? I counted how many years Adam lived, how many years Sheis lived. Adam till Sheis was born. Sheis, that was Cheshbon Adam. So Cheshbon Adam, I got to 1948. If I would say Cheshbon Tayu, it would be 1949. Right? It would be 1949. Everything would be nines at the end instead of eights at the end. So that the 1948 number and 2048, 2448, that's all Cheshbon Adam. It's based on the Chumash. If you have Cheshbon Tayu, you add one more year. It's a Pella, we count this year, 5775, Cheshbon Tayu. This adds a year, like the Ramban's Cheshbon. That's what we're all counting. The whole world counts Cheshbon Tayu. Even though Rishonim didn't do it, Rashi calls it 1948. All the Cheshbonim and the Rishonim is different. Shortly after I printed this in the Jewish Observer, when I wrote it, I got a letter from Rabbi Fendel, who wrote a number of books on history. He's a big expert in these things. He said, the Chazon Ish said, that until the Churban Bayis Sheni, we count Cheshbon Adam. And from the Churban Bayis Sheni, we count the years Cheshbon Tayu. He didn't say why, but that seems to be the way it was. As long as the sort of the books were being written, it continued with the first book, Bereishis, when it comes out to 1948. Today, when we say this year is 5775, the Rambam would disagree. He would say this year is 5774. At any rate, that adds one more year. If I said when we started that 3828 should be the year 68, in 1 minute. According to the Ramban, it's 382. According to the Ramban, it's 3829. So my original kasha would have been, it should be the year 69. When I add the year of Taisa Shita, that Shemitah was actually 421 years, so then I get to the year 70. So Lamaisa, it's accurate to write that the Churban was in the year 70. If this is 5775, and we keep Shemitah like Taisvis, so then the year with the Churban was in the year 70. Although, that's if you count from today backwards. If you start from Avram, 1948 forwards, you'll end up with 68, or 69, according to Taisus.
How do you get to 70? I mean, based on the measure we made, starting from the beginning, 1948 and all that, I understand 1 year but this
because it's 421 years. It's not 420 years, the bias. So we have 421 years. Because it's in the 421st year that the Churban took place. Like the Re. That's how the Cheshbon comes out. He adds that year on Rashi. What? The Gemara uses the language 420. Does Taisus bring the law? Taisus here brings it in the big Taisus. It's not nothing to do with Shemitah. I know, but the Shemitah, when you do the Cheshbon Shemitah, it just comes out a year later like Taisus. I hear what you're saying. The Maisa Taisa all that way. That's what Taisa says. Maybe that's why he needs a long Taisa to explain it. But I don't know. That's Taisa Shita. That was the year later. What I had suggested then, and I mentioned briefly last week, was this year is 5775, but it might be 5774. Oh, one more thing. The Tashbats and the Tshuva, He explains the Lashon HaKsuba. He brings it here in the thing. We write the Ksuba, you listen, it says, this year, the Bria Salem, Leminyan Shayin Umayin Kan, we write Brooklyn, New York. Why do we write the Bria Salem, Leminyan Shayin Umayin Kan, Brooklyn, New York? Why in the world do we write that? Right, this is the year, the Bria Salem, period. No? Every time in Ksuba, if you listen, it's a Shnas, Chamesh Salafim, Vishav Emeyes, Vishivim, Vichamesh, Lebriya Salam, Lemin Yishanu Meinin Kam. Well, Lemin Yishanu Kam. There are two ways to count. Yeah, there are two ways to count. There's another way to count. You could count like the Rambam's Cheshbon, in which case this is only the year 5774, and you'd be off. So what I had suggested, with Derech Ulai, is that as a kapara for the Chet HaEgel, the Klai Yisrael counted 40 days and they were off and they didn't have Emuna. Then maybe we are counting 5775. Might really be 5774. So that when the year 6000 comes, the Shia should come before then. But the year 6000 comes, we're counting, the calendar now says 5775, so you say 6000. It's not really 6000. According to the Rambam, it's 5999. Comes the year 6000, if there's such an Amuna, the Mashiach has to come by 6000. So the year 6000, people say, hey, what happened? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't come down from the mountain. You know, Mashiach didn't come. The truth is, you're off by a year. You're off by a year because it's not really the year 6000. It's 5999. If we live long enough to be there, then we can just inform everybody about this mistake. But of course, we hope Mashiach will come before then. Okay, thank you for bearing with me at such a late hour.